Hi, I'm Amanda Jones, and I'm giving a message today on love. Love is a word we hear people say all the time. I love her hair, I love those shoes. But what is true love? True love is shown through our actions more so than our words. When I think of true love, I think of God's love for me. God loved me so much that he came to earth in the form of Jesus Christ to keep me from having to spend an eternity in hell. John 3:16 states, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. When Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, it caused the souls of all mankind to be lost forever. But Jesus endured the suffering and shame of the cross to redeem our souls from eternal destruction. This is how Jesus showed his love for us. And Jesus' love is personal. If I had been the only person on earth, he still would have hung on that cross to keep me out of hell. All Jesus asks for us in return is that we love him and others. The more we spend time with Jesus in prayer and reading his Bible, the more we come to love him. The more we come to love Jesus, the more we come to love all people. How do we show our love for Jesus, you may ask? By obeying his word. How do we show our love for people? By being a reflection of Jesus to them. Jesus helped others, and so should we. We should share our money, clothes, and food with the poor and needy. We should be kind to others by sharing a smile and encouraging words to those we meet at school, work, and church. Jesus commanded that we treat others as we would like to be treated. My neighbor has a sign in her yard that states, "Hate has no home here." As Christians, that should be our everyday motto. When we are full of the love of Jesus, there will be no room for jealousy, hate, or gossiping. I love Jesus. I choose to show Jesus I love him by obeying him and treating others well. I invite you to do the same. Thank you, and may God bless you.